he's so cute when he's holding the little mug.
Hey, brawl, it's Surly Brewing. And begin!
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of And the Winner Is. We are your hosts. I'm Joey.
And I'm Jen. And this is a podcast about things we like.
And we have a very special guest with us today, Tyler McGee. Welcome to the show.
Thank you guys very much. I really appreciate you having me on.
Absolutely. Now, you are wearing the perfect Star Wars sweater right now with a picture of Darth Vader on it and a Santa hat. I am loving it.
I am indeed. Yeah, you know, I'm really high on the upcoming movie coming out next week, so try to get all the Star Wars jazz that I can in. On the back, it says Merry Sithmas.
Oh.
Don't know if you caught that on the way
Haven't
in.
Haven't seen that yet. Yeah, seasonally appropriate and culturally appropriate as the movie comes out 1 week from today.
And topically appropriate. The topic of today's conversation is Star Wars characters. Star Wars characters. Now, before we start, I am just curious to know, because you are a big Star Wars fan.
I am a huge Star Wars fan. Have been pretty much ever since I can remember, yes.
Yeah, when we called you to ask, just for everyone listening, Tyler thought of a bunch of fun other potential topic ideas and lightning round questions, so we're going to include some of those in the episode, but we probably won't be able to get to everything. But we've got a lot of great conversational topics.
Yes, this should be a really fun time.
Wanted to get your take, though, on The Mandalorian.
The Mandalorian, yes. I really like it. It's an interesting show. There's a lot of times throughout Star Wars history where they give a little bit of background on the Mandalorian culture, and it's kind of been reinvented a few times. So it's fun to see it in a live-action sequence, and I just love the fact that we're getting live-action Star Wars. It's kind of hard to go wrong there, in my opinion.
Yeah. Generally, so, I just started watching it.
Yeah. When does The Mandalorian take place? Is that known?
It is, yeah. It takes place approximately 6 years after Return of the Jedi. So the Emperor has died. The Empire has fallen. Essentially, the Rebel Alliance is trying to reorganize into a new republic.
It's only 6 years, huh?
Mm-hmm. It's pretty quick after
pretty
that.
Pretty quick, yeah.
So it's a pretty big gap between The Mandalorian then and The Force Awakens, which is about 30 years after.
I see. Okay. Interesting. I got the impression that it was way, way later.
Yeah, and some people thought it was maybe way before, too, based on some of what happens in The Mandalorian and some of the reveals. So,
well, I'm really loving The Mandalorian. It's some of my favorite Star Wars I've ever seen, actually.
Yeah, I thought it was maybe before because I didn't know if that was Baby Yoda or who that was.
Right.
Or if it was a new Baby Yoda.
Yes, in conversations with other people who weren't sure where it fell, I kind of revealed to them where in the timeline, and they're like, wait. This is a different character? Oh, mind blown. And it kind of takes on a whole new meaning for the show.
Awesome. Yeah. And our boy, Jon Favreau again. Crushing it.
Yeah.
Crushing
Happy's it. Happy in Star Wars.
Well, my boy, Pedro Pascal.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Is the reason Oberyn. To watch. My my dear Oberyn.
Yes.
That Mando.
Hopefully he doesn't get crushed in the same way.
Yeah. That
crushed
would be,
inside that helmet.
Hopefully the helmet just protects him from that fate.
Yeah. Okay, thoughts on the new trilogy overall?
Well, I was pretty pumped after The Force Awakens.
Oh, yeah.
After The Last Jedi, my expectations were tempered a little bit. I wasn't a huge fan of the direction that went, but all in all, I mean, I'm just happy that there's more Star Wars content being created.
Yeah. If you had to give, though, The Force Awakens a rating out of 10... versus The Last Jedi, for you as a huge fan, what would that be?
The Force Awakens would probably be like a 7.5 or so.
Okay.
Last Jedi would probably be more like a 4.
Ooh, okay, pretty bad. Yeah. Jen, how about you, though?
Well, Joey, I should go ahead and say right now that this episode is about on par, but slightly, I'm slightly more engaged than the Marvel movies episode because I've seen basically every single movie. I've seen every Star Wars movie, so at least I've done that.
Okay, yes.
But I haven't seen many of them more than once.
Yeah.
So The Force Awakens was great.
One with the Force. Very good.
I really liked the one with the Force and the Jedis and the lightsabers.
Yep, yep, yep.
And then, but I feel like I know enough to get by in a conversation.
Sure.
Like, I know most of the characters, but I don't know a lot about, I don't know, like, the lore or the backstory. Or
sure.
I'm like, what planet am I on? I have no idea.
Yeah, yeah.
And I know too much. Sometimes my problem.
So we're balancing each other out right now.
I really love The Force Awakens. I love the new direction. I'm a little nervous for JJ. Can he tie this all up in a nice little bow?
Yeah, let's just say Ryan Johnson didn't leave him in the best of positions, yes. in my humble opinion.
Yeah, I agree.
But I know a lot of movie magic can occur. So
okay, and then Star Wars movies, you feel good about those?
Oh yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
But
the,
really,
the Star Wars
like
story
the movies,
and movies.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Rogue One, loved it.
I
thought that was a fantastic adaptation that leads into A New Hope. I also thought it was funny how some, again, if the more common person that maybe isn't a huge Star Wars fan didn't realize that they were all going to die at the end. That was always an interesting conversation to have with people. Like, I didn't know they were all going to die. Like, I knew right from the get-go.
Yeah, because that doesn't usually happen.
Right.
A hero usually lives.
Yes.
Yeah, I actually did know that that was going to happen.
You did, okay.
So I was, yeah. My heart was not broken.
That's
but I also really liked Rogue One, and I liked the Han Solo movie too.
Me too.
Which I think a lot of people were saying it wasn't very good, and so I went in with pretty low expectations, but I thought it was really fun.
I did too.
Yeah, I thought it was fun. I really liked the actors in it too. I thought Donald Glover's reprisal of Lando was really interesting take.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Everything in that was just it was a fun time.
It was. It was a very fun time.
I think that's all the catch up that I've got for you.
Okay. Do you want to do a quick lightning round?
Let's do the lightning round.
Right.
I shall lead the lightning round.
Okay.
So I don't have to answer some of these that I don't know the answer to. Thoughts on the Disney acquisition? Joey, go. it's lightning round.
It's lightning round. Okay, so I feel like there's a couple of perspectives. There's, am I upset with it from a content quality perspective? No. Disney always makes incredible content. I'm not worried about that. I'm not worried about censorship. Because they've got their own kind of avenues. Fox, Star Wars, it's their own thing. It's going to be its own thing. The only thing I would maybe be concerned about is like antitrust stuff and monopolistic behavior. But in this case, it's not. They're not controlling the pipeline vertically. So they're not controlling like the TVs that get sold to you or the internet stream that comes to you. I'm much more concerned with companies like Comcast and NBC, where they have control over the things I watch and the content. All Disney owns is content, so I have no issue at all with the Disney acquisition, unlike most people.
Time's up. Tyler, go.
Okay. on a flip note, I would say, generally speaking, I do have some reservations about content quality, mostly just because George Lucas, obviously, Star Wars was... He's quoted saying, it was my child, or it is my child. So I know he poured a lot of love and soul into it. At the same time, I think there's a lot of great producers and executive producers at Disney, and we're getting some good content. I'm hoping that they continue to have a more tapered schedule. When they originally bought Star Wars, they had a very aggressive schedule of a movie a year, I think was their original plan, and they have since tapered that back. So I'm happy to see they're kind of focusing on, you know, a more moderate release schedule and kind of putting a little bit more thought into the storylines.
Ooh, I like that, except I want to counter one thing. George Lucas, to me, is like Star Wars was his happy little accident, and he was the detriment to Star Wars. He was Star Wars' own undoing. He created it, and then he just like destroyed it with the worst dialogue ever created, some of the worst CGI effects, some of the worst add-on sequences I've ever seen in a film. He's just the worst thing to ever happen to Star Wars, and he made it. So I am so... I can't tell you how elated I am that he no longer controls Star Wars. I am so happy that man no longer has anything to do with Star Wars.
Joey never has super strong opinions. This is amazing to watch.
George Lucas is so bad.
But we wouldn't have Star Wars if it wasn't for George
Lucas.
No,
that's true, which is why I'm so happy he thought of it.
You know, we could go on like this for a while.
Okay. This is a lightning round.
This is a lightning round. Okay.
Here are my
the first question.
Excuse me. Here are my thoughts on the Disney acquisition. Yeah, I have no thoughts. Okay, next question.
Moving on.
Okay. Favorite lightsaber?
Okay, I'm going to say Kylo Ren because I like the little spitty stuff with the kyber crystal stuff. Yeah.
I was going to say Kylo Ren too for the same reason, and I like the traditional like hilted sword look.
Yeah.
My other one would have been Mace Windu just because to wield a purple lightsaber like a boss.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
Pretty awesome. Darth Maul is my close second.
I was unaware that there were different lightsaber types until today, and then I remembered that Darth Maul has a great lightsaber, so I choose Darth Maul.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they make their own lightsabers.
I didn't know that. How do you make it? Oh, it's probably too long of an answer.
It's a nerdy answer.
Don't worry about it. Okay, R2-D2 or BB-8?
BB-8. BB-8.
R2-D2.
R2-D2.
Oh, what? BB-8's so much more charming.
R2-D2. Anyway.
Okay.
Okay, C-3PO or K2SO.
K2SO.
K2SO. K2SO, for show.
For show. Yeah, C-3PO is so annoying.
K2SO is a gangsta.
Okay, Luke or Han?
Han.
Han.
Luke.
Oh, I just got to quickly say, I'll bring this up later, but good gravy, I hate Luke. Hate is maybe a strong word. I strongly dislike Luke.
Luke is pretty whiny.
Oh my gosh, what a whiny character. Okay, that's we'll come back to Luke.
All right.
Leia or Amidala?
Leia.
Amidala.
Leia.
Interesting.
Why?
Why? Yeah, why Amidala?
It's my girl, Natalie Portman and
okay,
Kiera.
That's
that,
why, though?
Knightley.
Oh, that's Kiera fair. Knightley. I mean, I actually... Yeah.
Kiera Knightley. Yeah, oh, that's right. She's the fake.
She's the fake Padme.
Yeah, that's right.
Fake Amidala.
Okay.
Amidala.
Favorite force power. What does that even mean?
Okay. I wrote down a bunch for anyone at home listening, unless you want to get into this. I wrote down like some of the top 10 maybe most well-known force powers that
sure.
you've seen on screen.
Yeah.
So these are powers that Jedis have.
Or Sith.
Or Sith over... powers that they gain through use of the Force.
Okay.
So, Force Whisper, which is like the Jedi mind trick.
Okay.
Force Lightning. They can create life in certain very special circumstances.
Has that ever happened?
Once. Okay. Force Illusion, so they can make illusions of themselves. Pyrokinesis, levitation. Telekinesis, that's the one that most people know, is the telekinesis, moving objects with your mind.
I know what that means.
Well, I know it's not for you, it's
okay.
for the listener at home.
<All right. laughs>
And then they can jump really high.
Force jump.
Yeah. Force jump, yeah. And apparently they say some Jedis might at some point been able to have flown. I don't know.
Oh, interesting. I haven't run across that.
Flown in brief
instances.
Brief bursts.
Or at least.
So mine is the Jedi mind trick. I really like the idea of a Jedi mind trick and being able to persuade other people towards what I want them to do without them knowing that I've done it. It's a super dangerous, evil trick. Mm-hmm. I want that.
It's a classic choice.
just a classic choice.
So I have two. One would be Force Lightning from the Sith perspective because it's just so boss.
It is boss.
Shoot lightning from your fingertips.
But why do you want to shoot lightning
like
from your
Azula?
Fingertips?
Kind of like Azula in Avatar. Yes.
Cool.
Yes.
Proud of you.
Or Iroh.
Yeah.
Or Ozai.
We're so proud of you.
All those people.
But anyway, I also, from the light side of the Force perspective, I like the wall of light. It essentially severs a Sith's connection to the Force, rendering them more or less useless or normal.
Why do you want to shoot lightning at people, though? That's my concern.
You don't have to necessarily shoot it at people.
You could run science experiments.
You could run science experiments. I'm not saying I would use it. I'm just saying it's a really cool
You're saying
power.
You want to provide free power.
To the world.
To the world.
To the world.
Okay.
Through my hatred, I guess. And just Force lightning. I guess if you could do it without hatred, that'd be a great way to do it.
Okay, favorite ship.
I like the land speeders on Endor and in The Mandalorian. The ones that are like floating motorcycles.
Sure.
Yeah.
I like the classic X-Wing. I think it's just a great, versatile ship. It's featured in a lot of films and anthology films and books, and it's just a great ship.
Yeah, I am with you. That's my favorite ship, too.
Yeah. Takes down both Death Stars.
Oh,
I guess with
yeah,
the assistance
I like
of the
that.
Falcon and the
yeah, Joey,
one,
come on.
A little convenient.
Get on our team. Sith or Jedi?
Sith.
Sith.
Jedi. Even though I like Force Lightning.
The Sith have so many better powers.
Yeah, I mean, that's because all of their powers are based on aggression and attack, though, right? It's a lot more in your face.
I want those powers.
Yeah, the Jedi's powers are a lot more passive, a lot more, you know, take a back seat, less manipulative.
For sure.
So would you use your Sith powers for good?
I would, well, yeah.
Could you use
yeah,
that's
the
question.
That's the better question.
That's why in the Star Wars universe, I suppose I would be a Jedi because I couldn't bring myself to do the bad thing. So I probably would be a terrible Sith because I just couldn't do it. But I want those powers.
Right.
So if it's just like you get to inherit the Sith powers or the Jedi powers, I want the Sith powers. But if that means I have to be a bad person, then of course I'll be a Jedi.
Yeah. No, I'm with you there because Force Lightning.
Favorite planet.
I didn't know what to say. I said Naboo, except as long as I don't have to speak to the stupid
Gungans.
Gungans, yeah.
I was going to say Naboo, too, just because it's beautiful. I like the landscape of it. I mean, other similar ones might be Alderaan or Endor. Any kind of, like, I guess, Earth-like planets that have just a versatile environment and a lot going for it.
Yeah, I pick Endor.
Earth 2.
Earth 2, yeah. Octu.
Well, it's pretty. It's got all the tall trees and stuff.
Oh,
and they
totally.
Talk about it in Parks and Rec.
Naboo is Earth 3.
Yeah.
I don't know what Naboo is.
Okay.
Favorite alien species?
I can't remember if they have a name. I just said the sand people.
Yeah. Well, I guess that's what they're called. The sand people. Yeah.
They're so terrifying. The sound they make, the like howl, and the masks.
Yeah.
Oh, it's just so scary.
They can sneak up on you.
Yes. And Batman in a scary movie.
Right. For me, I would say it's probably the Mon Calamari, which is like Admiral Akbar.
Oh,
essentially
calamari.
Oh, yeah, I know that. I know who that is.
Yeah, they're really brilliant tacticians, and they create. They have their own shipyards on Mon Cala.
They've got fun mouths.
They have fun mouths, and I mean, he has a great line in Return of the Jedi. So
that's true.
It is true. All right, I don't have one. What are your thoughts on Porgs?
Cheap laugh.
Love.
But still cute.
Okay. Yeah. I was going to say love it or hate it.
Oh.
I would just go with love it.
Sure. Love it.
Yeah. Me too. Okay. Last thing. We all took a BuzzFeed quiz. Well, I think we all took a BuzzFeed quiz.
I did. Yes.
And to find out which character we are. And it asked us 10 questions. And it's pretty much as accurate as 23andMe as Joey and I were talking about. This is about your DNA. This
oh,
is who you are. It is
like
your
this.
Fingerprint on Star Wars.
Oh, man.
I'm not
who did you get?
That's
then.
Not how I feel. But I got Finn.
I got Finn as well.
Did you?
I was so disappointed.
Yeah, I am my curiosity with the quiz, I suppose, is assuaged, but I'm not happy or content with the result.
I almost just immediately pounded retake quiz.
Kind, loyal, and clever were the descriptors. I was like, sure. Okay.
Yeah, right.
Okay, horoscope.
So yeah. So who would you have rather gotten?
I guess I don't know what all the options they were going to provide, but some Jedi would have been nice.
Something, I don't know, just more interesting. Finn, yeah, I don't know. I guess Finn is pretty brave to escape the Empire.
True, so but he's doing it out of fear.
But he's doing
he's constantly running. So he's always trying to get away from the First Order. That's kind of like his underlying motivations.
Yeah.
Throughout both the first.
I don't know who films. I want.
I would want Rey.
Han Solo?
Rey would be cool.
I got Han Solo.
Cool. You got
Nice.
Of
You're
course.
Which I don't know how that's possible because I took it and then I was like, that doesn't feel right. And then I took it again and I changed many of my answers and I still got Han Solo.
You know why? Maybe you think it's all just a bunch of mumbo jumbo, just like Han Solo.
Yeah. Mm,
there it is.
Yeah, we are aligned in that. Okay, so now it is time for the top five character countdown.
Ooh.
Should I start? Do you want me to kick it off?
Start us off.
So speaking of it's a trap, Admiral Akbar is my number five.
Nice.
Only because of that line, it's a trap. So if you don't know, you probably know, and I'm not the person who should be describing him, but he's just basically like a fish with arms and legs.
Yeah.
And he's important in The Return of the Jedi. Joey is dying right now.
He's the fleet commander.
Yeah, fleet commander.
Battle, yes.
He's important.
And Joey will send me, like, when I ask him a question that he doesn't want to answer or he feels like I'm forcing him to answer, he sends me the It's a Trap meme.
Yes.
And I didn't know that this was from Star Wars until, like, 2 days ago. I didn't realize it.
It's a great meme.
Yeah, so now he is my number five favorite character.
That's great.
That's awesome.
There was a, for the Mississippi Rebels football team, there was a petition to try to get him as the new mascot, have that change.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, funny.
That'd be fun.
Related to Admiral Akbar.
I like
it.
It
didn't pass, but it would have been cool.
Should have.
That would
have
been cool. Tyler, do you want to tell us your number five?
Sure. My number five is Senator Sheev Palpatine. Ooh. AKA the Emperor.
Oh, I know who that is.
I think so. He's a very fascinating character to me because he is very, very cold and calculating and very patient in the way that he goes through his master manipulations, which is not something a Sith typically do, right? They're very ruled by emotions. So the fact that he's able to put into this, into action, this grand plan, taking decades of time and just patiently bide his time, using political manipulation to gain ultimate power, is just fascinating to me.
It's so great.
And keep himself hidden from the Jedi that whole time.
I gotta say, that is the one, that's one of my favorite aspects of the, I guess, episode 1, 2, and 3. Not that there's many redeeming aspects, but that is one thing that is really fun to watch, is his ascension to power and watching democracy die.
Yeah, he manipulates so many people.
Okay, my number 5 is General Grievous. I just love, General Grievous is the cyborg, with the robot with the human heart.
Mm-hmm.
And I just really love him. He's hacking on. He's coughing.
When? Who is that?
He's an commander of the Separatist army from Attack of the Clones.
Oh, now I get it.
And now. Revenge of the Sith.
Revenge of the Sith?
Yeah. So Obi-Wan fights him.
What's that one?
The third one.
Three?
It's, yeah, it's the one where Anakin falls to the dark side.
Oh my god,
he's got
so bad.
Two arms that becomes four arms.
Yes.
Oh, and I've only seen that movie once.
Okay. Yeah. And he's got the four arms. He holds the weapons of the other Jedi that he's slain.
Yeah.
That's super cool. And I love that he has a human heart and that he is a cyborg.
Mm-hmm.
I just think that's really cool. So he was previously human and they're keeping him alive and he's being kept alive, I believe.
Yeah, I can't remember if his organic species was human or if it was some alien species. I thought it was maybe an alien species.
He was organic material.
He was a living creature that became super cyborg.
Yeah.
And very, very good at fighting with four lightsabers.
Yeah, if you got four arms.
Yeah.
Might as well use them.
Yeah. Might as well.
I'm surprised they beat him. He should have won.
But he did fight Obi-Wan, who was a Jedi Master at that time. So,
that's true, but he's got four arms.
Oh, who plays Obi-Wan Kenobi in 1 through 3, Joey?
I can't remember.
Ewan McGregor.
Oh, yes, Ewan. That is correct. Oh. Joey pronounces it Ewan.
I've never asked
you get
the man
that?
Myself.
Obi-Wan? Ewan?
Whoa. Mind blown.
All right. Number 4 is R2-D2. And I chose R2-D2 because he's a good partner to his more annoying partner. He's just like, he's a go-getter. He's going to get it done. You want him on your team because he'll go straight into the fire with you. And he'll knock some bad guys out.
He always fixes the problem.
He always fixes the problem. And I feel like, is he in every movie? Not like everyone, but mostly everyone. And so he's consistent throughout. Like, I always feel like I know what I'm getting with R2-D2 and they don't like mess anything up.
Mm-hmm.
Agreed. He's got some great scenes.
Yeah. I almost envision C-3PO more as like R2's voice. We get R2's like personality through C-3PO. C-3PO should really be the sidekick for R2-D2.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My number 4 is Jedi Master Yoda.
Ooh.
So Yoda for me is a super, super interesting character. He's one of the very few species where we don't know what his origins are. The official databank is species unknown.
Mm.
Oh.
He attains a very great age, living 900 years. He trains thousands and thousands of Jedi in that time. And really just kind of your classic sage, like all-knowing guru and sage, spiritual sage, to kind of guide both Luke and Anakin and younger Jedi in the prequels. And he even comes back after death as a Force ghost, which is great.
That's cool.
Interesting. I always thought my own personal Joey Starkey lore for Yoda was, knowing that he was so old, was that he previously looked like a human, and the Force and the Force helped him attain unusually long life, like a Smeagol.
I was just thinking, so he got Smeagolized.
Exactly. So he got Smeagolized through the Force, basically. That's how I envisioned him. Like, I'm a normal guy, and then over time, my skin has just like turned green. Yeah. I've shrunk, and like that's how old I am.
But now that's been debunked.
But it's been debunked. So the Joey Starkey Yoda theory is now.
It's just kaput.
It's kaput.
It was a great theory, though.
Thank you.
It was good.
I also like how humble he is, right? Like, he's a super powerful Jedi, yet he uses a cane to walk around when he could just use the Force to prop himself up. So he's very action last, like, be thoughtful and mindful.
Yeah, what is your thought on his action sequences in number 2?
Oh, I love him. I mean, you know, when he's ready to fight, he's ready to fight.
He's and don't pick a fight
with Yoda. Yeah. But it's always action last, just like in the way he speaks.
Yeah.
The verb comes after, right? Action at the end.
Speak softly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Carry a Yoda stick.
You know, when you're walking with a cane, people typically underestimate you.
That's
and when
true.
You're short, they underestimate you too.
Yeah.
And he's both of those things. And he's my number two.
Oh,
So you said everything much more eloquently than I could because I wrote down he's a green Jedi master.
Which is all true.
And some other notes that I stole from the internet. I guess my last piece is everybody knows who Yoda is and everyone has at least once tried to speak like Yoda.
Yes.
That's a good point.
So, yeah.
And he's so quotable.
What an influence. Yeah, super quotable. Yeah, who hasn't? Well, I'm not even going to try and say one of his quotes. Never mind.
Didn't do or do not. There is no try.
Yeah.
Fear is the path to the dark side. Fear leads to anger. Anger leads to hate. Hate leads to suffering. Just some classic lines.
Classic.
Yeah.
Rolls off the tongue.
My number four is Darth Maul.
Oh,
Darth Maul's great.
Darth Maul's my number one.
He is. Nice. Okay. Do you want to talk about it?
Well, I will say this. Last night, Joey and I was preparing my list and I said, I don't know, maybe my number one will be Darth Maul. And then Joey was like, oh, you say that so condescending. Like, you're just not even interested in this. And then, which
you
I am.
Don't even care.
Yeah, you don't even care about this lore. And then I was finalizing my list today. I was like, you know what? Darth Maul is my favorite because he's a pioneer. Does he ever speak?
He does.
Very briefly.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's got like one or maybe three lines.
Yeah, like three words or something.
Other than that, his actions speak for him, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's just pretty shrouded in mystery. I want to know more about him, and I feel like that's the markings of like a good story, mm-hmm. is like I'm left wanting to know more about a character.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So that opens the door to potentially like have a story about him at some point.
Exactly. This is George Lucas at his worst again. It needs to be said. He's come up with this awesome character. He's so good at world building. And then he takes one of the coolest characters he's ever come up with. He just gets rid of him.
But he resurfaces in canon.
He resurfaces in the canon only if you watch the cartoon. But most people aren't ever going to know that or see that.
He also resurfaces in Solo.
Does he resurface in Solo?
Yeah. As the secret shrouded leader of the Crimson Dawn.
Oh, no, you're right.
Oh, yeah.
At the end of the movie.
That's right.
So I hope we get more of those movies see more of Darth Maul.
That's what I want. I just want more Darth Maul. It just seemed like a mistake to off him in episode one.
So I love the way he looks. I like the black and red face and like the yellow eyes almost. And I found this quote somewhere. I really should know my source. I think it was the Rolling Stones article. But it said, refreshingly comfortable in his own skin for a series in which the villains are so often hiding their faces or cloaking their true intentions. Darth Maul radiates pure evil through his jaundiced yellow eyeballs. George Lucas has described the big bad of the Phantom Menace as a figure from one of his darkest nightmares.
Mm. That's a great description.
That's pretty cool.
That just sums it up pretty eloquently right there.
Yeah. And the double lightsaber.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Taking on two Jedi at once. What an accomplished swordsman.
Yes. Absolutely.
So boss.
Oh, so boss.
Favorite lightsaber, favorite character. Man, I'm almost out.
Yeah, you're up next, actually.
Yeah. Oh, I'm up next. Okay. Yeah. So my number three was a tie between...
Okay.
What, they're both droids / robots, or is that the same thing?
The same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So these are both from a Star Wars story.
Okay.
One from Rogue One and one from Solo. So it's K2SO and L337. And so I like K2SO. I keep having to look down because I don't actually know their names. Why can't they just have easy to say names?
That's a good question.
Greg.
Yeah. Greg. It's just like, yeah. So yeah, K2SO is now Greg and L337 is now
even the droids have to give themselves American names.
Yeah. And L337 is going to be Lisa. So I like, K2SO. Yeah. K2SO. I like, just like the pessimism, the dry wit that he adds. He's just steals the show every time he is on screen.
He's a scene stealer.
He is so great. Yeah. And he sacrifices his life at the end. Well, I mean, they all die, but you know, spoiler. but he goes above and beyond, I think, is what I remember.
Above and beyond the call of a robot's duty.
Yeah.
Life dies? That's the real question.
Yes. Of course it does. I think it's sadder than when a human dies. It's like when an animal dies. I'm sadder than when it's a human.
Yeah.
And then the other one, Lisa, L337, she's self-made, literally. She built herself. Mm-hmm. She's all about equal rights, and she's just kind of a badass, and I just really enjoyed her. And every article I, like, looked her up said, like, she was the first woke character. And I... So she's all about being woke. But I don't know. I really liked her. Doesn't she die too?
She does, yeah.
One of my favorites just die. Darth
but
Maul
they
dies.
Save her brain. They save her brain in
oh,
the
and
computer,
put it
the
into
Falcon.
The Millennium Falcon. Yeah, that's right.
That's right.
She's part of the ship now.
Yeah, she lives on. Mm-hmm. Awesome. That's all.
All right, so my number three is Obi-Wan Kenobi. Or Obi-Wan Kenobi, however you want to say it. or old Ben Kenobi. So I really liked both Alec Guinness's portrayal and Ewan McGregor's portrayal of Obi-Wan. I think they bring a very noble type just charisma to that character, yeah. Which I really appreciate.
Noble. I do. Yeah, noble.
Yeah. I also just like that. That Obi-Wan is kind of the spiritual guide for Luke and Anakin. So he kind of sees both sides of this Skywalker saga. And, you know, what I did with Anakin, like, I might have to choose something a little bit different here with Luke. And so trying to learn from his mistakes. But he's always kind of there. And he's always, he's kind of an infallible character, in my opinion. He's always trying to do the right thing and kind of never ruled by his emotions, like many of his counterparts are.
There's an awesome sequence on YouTube. Somebody redid the first Jedi battle between him and Darth Vader. It's really well done.
Yeah.
If you get the chance, go on YouTube, look up Obi-Wan Kenobi lightsaber battle remade. It's so good.
I'll have to check that out.
Yeah, it's real good.
The last thing I would say about Obi-Wan that is pretty badass is, so he defeats Darth Maul, your number one.
Oh, that's
as
okay.
As a Padawan. So he's the first Jedi to be given the rank of Jedi Knight without having to go through the trials because of that accomplishment.
Hmm. Is that when he cuts off his braid?
Yeah. Wait, yep. Yeah. Cuts off his Padawan braid, exactly.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's my number three.
Awesome. Yeah. My number three is Han Solo. Anybody's number one? No, nobody's number one. Okay. Han Solo. He just paved the way for so many anti-heroes. There's not much more to say. Everybody knows who Han Solo is. Mm-hmm. Everybody, I think most people like him for the exact same reason. He's just really cool.
He's a cool guy.
He's just too cool to be there. Yeah,
kind of, right?
Yeah.
Even in real life, he thinks so.
to say nothing of Harrison Ford. But Han Solo, just a great character. Love his character.
Yeah, he's a good character. I very much enjoy... he's just so cocky and smug and confident.
Yeah, when I think of other movies or other characters in other shows, he is the one I keep coming back to. Like, mm-hmm. when he's the control in all of the other movies. For instance, there was an episode of The Mandalorian the other day, and I was like, this guy's just
really
trying to be Han Solo,
that.
And he's failing.
I did not like that at all.
Toro, I think, is the character's name. Yeah,
right. You know when somebody's trying to be a Han Solo in a movie, but you're comparing them to... Harrison Ford is Han Solo.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's just good for Harrison Ford.
Yeah, no, he brought a lot to that character.
Yeah.
You can't really picture Han Solo without thinking of Harrison Ford's face.
Yeah. Yeah. I think when I think of Star Wars, I either think of Yoda or Han Solo.
Yeah.
Those are the two characters I think of, which is funny because it's not about either of them, really.
He's also just got a really iconic outfit. You could just pick him out.
The trousers and like the jacket.
And the vest.
The little vest.
The cool pistol. Oh, man. It's so great.
DL-44
and again,
blaster.
George Lucas. Why does George Lucas keep changing? I know this is so dumb of me, but the who shot first thing is really annoying. There's a big debate amongst Star Wars fans. The first time Han Solo goes into... where are they? On Tatooine?
Yeah, they're in the cantina.
In Mos Eisley. Mm-hmm. In that same cantina in The Mandalorian. And he meets Greedo, another alien. And they're having a conversation. And the conversation is going south quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And in the original Star Wars, Han Solo shoots the alien first. Like a few frames first. And then Greedo dies. And then later on, George Lucas ends up changing it so that Greedo shoots first, so that it makes Han Solo into kind of like, no, Han Solo was just reacting. He was a good guy all along. It's like, no.
That's not his character.
That's not his character. No. His character is...
ready to act.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even rashly.
And then they kept... And then he did it again.
It was so bad.
Where he removed some of the frames. And then...
you can't do that.
And then he did it again, where he removed some of the frames and made it so he dodged the bullet.
It looks bad.
It's so... embarrassingly bad.
I have the original VHSs, and it's perfect, just the way it was.
I am hoping someday that we get the 4K remaster originals without these stupid edits.
I don't know if I've ever seen Joey get so worked up about something, and it was not what I was expecting today. Who knew that George Lucas be the last person you'd want to be, like, locked in a escape room with?
Oh, yeah. Oh, and even his speaking demeanor just annoys me. Yeah, I invented these awesome characters, and they're...
I'm gonna see what we can do over here. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's so annoying. Okay, as long as we're hating on George Lucas, so let me tell you about another character move that I hate. I know this is not on topic, but it is about characters. It's in the sequence in the with Jabba the Hutt, the song in the third original film in Return of the Jedi, the bow wow wow chicky.
Oh yeah, that's so weird.
Oh, it's just so cringeworthy.
It's bad.
Why? Why? And then she's like puckering her lips like, oh, we just discovered 3D animation. It's just so bad. Okay, my number. Oh no, I just went Han Solo.
I'm done.
Oh, you're done.
I'm
okay,
out.
Yeah. What do you got?
All right, so my number two is Anakin Skywalker, aka Darth Vader. I did do a lot of combo characters in this one. Try to get as many in as I can.
That's my number two is Darth Vader specifically.
Okay. So I do like both sides of it. I think his mysterious origins are very interesting. The fact that he was, you know, conceived by the Midichlorians, so to speak. And there's argument over, you know, was that Darth Plagueis and Darth Sidious doing some manipulations that ended up creating Anakin unbeknownst to them? But it's a very cool origin, right? Like, kind of comes from nowhere. Doesn't have a father.
Yeah. Do you,
Oh, go ahead.
Do you think that comes from, like, a biblical context? But
I mean, it's definitely like a Virgin Mary-esque trope, story. Right? Yeah, like, they're definitely relying on that a little bit. But it's cool. I like it. I mean, it's kind of a classic story. I like Vader because he is such an interesting villain. So as soon as he enters the room in A New Hope, the first time you see him, immediately you know, like, this is a really bad guy.
Yeah.
Right? Like, it's in a stark white room, white hallway with stormtroopers in white armor, and then there's just this all black, helmeted, caped guy walking through. And
every breath he takes...
Yes, is just...
It's just menacing.
Yeah, it's very menacing.
He's tall and he's huge.
He is huge.
Yeah, oh man.
And James Earl Jones' voice just adds all the gravitas you could want for that character.
Yeah.
I do really like that his story is one of like a very interesting fall arc. So I like that. I like that the reason that he falls is out of like a positive emotion, right? Love. And love causes him to fear, which leads to anger, which leads to hate, which leads to suffering, just as Yoda predicted for him. So it's kind of like a really great, great character arc. He has a lot of awesome quotes. I find your lack of faith disturbing. I just love, yeah.
Now I am the master.
Oh, yeah. When I came to you, I was but the learner. Now I am the master.
Oh, come on.
I love his force choke, just like a very boss way to, I'm tired of talking to you or listening to you, so I'm just going to close your windpipe so you can't talk right now.
Oh my gosh. I wish I could do that.
But in a non-lethal way, right?
Yeah. Just cause a little bit of fear so people get off my back. Yeah.
Yes. And then, of course, he has that great reveal line, "No, I am your father." One of the most highly misquoted lines in all of movie history, but... People think it's Luke, I am your father, but it's definitely just no, I am your father.
I did not know that, I will admit.
Well, yeah, most of the time when you're just thinking about the scene, just Luke comes to your mind right away.
He does have, I will say he also has probably the worst quote in the series, though. For all his amazing quotes, he does have one bad quote, which is when he screams, no, when he's breaking out of the shackles and they're like,
in revenge
for unexplained reasons, your wife has died, and he unshackles himself. No, it's so ridiculous. I was so happy with that movie. So pumped for that whole sequence. And they put the mask on. This is just after they put the mask on and you hear the breathing.
Mm-hmm.
Then he does that. And then, why? Why'd you do that? Okay, but he also has the coolest sequence, I think, out of any Star Wars movie, period, which is in Rogue One.
Oh, I know exactly.
Where the lights go out on the ship,
mm-hmm.
and he breaks in, and you just see the red glow of the saber, and he walks in, and he just
starts going to town on these rebellion.
Oh,
people.
the poor rebels. He's cutting them down.
What's cool about that
so
one too
scary.
Is you see more of his power. Because I feel like in the other movies, you don't see how great he actually is.
Mm-hmm.
And this one, it's just like, oh, like you know what's up.
You get the explanation for why he's so feared.
Yeah.
Like until then, it's just like, oh, we're supposed to be scared of the guy. I know that he's scary because he's wearing the black. He's got the breath that we've talked about. But you don't actually see why that's so scary, besides maybe the Force choke. The Force choke is pretty scary. But I'll tell you what's even scarier than the Force choke is him
raising Kane with a lightsaber.
Yeah, there's like 20 dudes in the room, and he's just, oh, man.
Yeah.
My favorite at that part is when he stabs that guy right through the chest, and it goes through the door, and then he opens the door. Like, he could have opened the door from the beginning. He's like, I've got to just stab this guy through the door first, and then I'll open the door. Yeah. My number one.
Okay, awesome.
And my winner is Luke Skywalker.
Oh,
what?
No.
I know that's odd.
Okay, let's hear
it. Tell us about it.
So he's the classic hero archetype, you know, from Joseph Campbell's Hero's Journey. Kind of refuses the call in the first movies, is unwillfully pulled into this conflict, then goes through the period of self-discovery. All those kind of storyline tropes, right? Despite like the whininess aspect of it, I also think it's kind of funny, especially looking back on it. And I really like Mark Hamill, like as a person and as an actor. I think he's like a very down-to-earth type guy.
Mark Hamill's super cool.
Yeah, I love following him on Twitter. There's a plug quick.
He's good on Twitter?
Yeah, he's pretty funny on Twitter. Great, great memes, great Star Wars references. Fun fact about Luke Skywalker. His original name was Luke Starkiller, and that lasted all the way through shooting. So there's one scene in A New Hope where he does fully identify his own name when he's saving Princess Leia, and they actually had to go back and reshoot that scene.
Oh, wow.
So it was that late in production.
Starkiller.
Yeah, Luke Starkiller.
I like Skywalker better.
Mark Hamill was a little bit bummed about the switch, but I think it kind of works.
Yeah, Starkiller is a cooler name, but it turns it into like a weird sci-fi 80s type of vibe.
Skywalker feels more Jedi to me.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Starkiller just is like, I came up with a cool name.
Yeah. And there's some nods to Starkiller later, like in The Force Awakens, it's Starkiller Base. So it's J.J. Abrams' nod to the original.
Nice. Okay.
Original choice for the name.
Oh, J.J.
So I know that he's not the most glorious of characters, potentially, but I've been a Star Wars fan like ever since I can remember, and he was just that first hero that I really latched onto from a storytelling perspective, so I had to just stick with it. Plus, Mark Hamill's just a gem.
Mark Hamill is a gem. Okay.
It's good reasons.
And now I'm going to poop on Luke.
Why?
Aren't you supposed to go to your number one?
Yeah.
Yeah, but
why are you being so negative today, Joey?
But it's more fun to poop on Luke.
Joey is never negative. This is very odd.
I want to hear your thoughts.
I don't have a ton to say, but it's the very reason that you say he fits so well into the hero's journey. He's just a perfect fit. So he's less interesting to me.
That's fair. Yeah.
Yeah. I guess he's not terrible, but it's just he wouldn't ever be my number one because he is so boring.
But as like a 6-year-old kid watching it for the first
time. Okay. Now, granted, yes. As a 6-year-old, as a very young person, Luke would definitely be my first. And so I can see why he would earn nostalgia points if you grew up watching Star Wars. Luke's the ultimate good guy because it's who every young kid wants to be. They see the movie and they're thinking, I want to be Luke.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, do you think young kids wanted to be Anakin when that terribly annoying kid played him?
I don't think so. I feel really bad for that guy.
Oh, yeah. Hayden Christensen was bad, too.
Oh, hey, y'all.
Yo.
Yeah, I try to look past that when I put Anakin and Vader as my number two
you have to.
Yeah, you have to. He does have a few scenes where he acts really well, but nothing could save them from that script.
Yeah, poor Natalie Portman.
No, mm-hmm. Nothing could save them from those love scene scripts.
The chemistry was just not seen on
Absolutely
screen.
Absolutely lacking.
Oh, my
yeah.
gosh. There's not much more than that. It's just too simple for me. Mm-hmm. But that leads into my number one.
Joey's
which
very
you
complex.
Both, which you, I'm so complex. which you can then poop on my number one if you want. Kylo Ren is my number one.
Boom!
There it
is. He could have made my list. He was in my top 10 for sure.
Emperor was my number six.
Okay.
Kylo Ren makes my number one, specifically for the opposite reason Luke doesn't make my list, mm-hmm. where he is complex. He is struggling, and I find that to be a really interesting character trait. He doesn't know who he is, and it shows in even in his costume, from mm-hmm. the spitty lightsaber to the cracks in his helmet, to him not knowing whether he should be wearing the helmet, whether he shouldn't be wearing the helmet. He should be wearing the helmet.
Yeah,
for the
he took that helmet off way too soon.
Yeah. And Snoke making fun of him for wearing the helmet.
Oh, that was good too, though, I gotta
That's
say.
That's right.
Yeah.
And then, I love the sequence where he gets into the control room and he's just and he's just slashing the
all the panels
because he's so angry.
Yeah.
Oh, he's just got such an interesting story, and I can't wait to see how it ends. And I'm glad JJ's taking the helm again. I really like Kylo Ren.
Yeah. No, I agree with you there. The only reason he didn't make my list is. So you'll notice that a lot of my entire list is based in the original trilogy. So they just earned a lot of points for me when I was trying to put together this list, which mm-hmm. I did and redid about six or seven times. This was a very hard task. But yeah, Kylo Ren is a very, very interesting character. He's not convinced of his mission, which is different for a villain, right? Most of the times you see the villain in Star Wars and they're very sure of themselves, of what they want to do to attain power. And mm-hmm. he's very conflicted about it.
Yeah. Same with the good guys, too. The good guys are always so sure.
Mm-hmm.
It's just so great to have somebody that doesn't know or that keeps switching. He just has a ton of great scenes, too.
Yeah. And Adam Driver is, I think, a very good cast for it. He studied at Juilliard. He had mask training. There's a couple little things he does in The Force Awakens and certain scenes where they're zoomed in really close on his face. And he, purposefully ducks out of the frame so the camera has to follow him.
Interesting.
Yeah, he's just very... I like his cast for the role.
That's good to hear. I don't agree. I don't like Adam Driver at all. I think he's far too intense, and it just comes across... It doesn't come across well for me. And I think maybe because I saw him in Girls, and I hated that character so incredibly much that I can't...
Let go. Yeah,
I can't let go.
Yeah.
That's what I see. And so I can't suspend or belief. And so I just see him as that character.
As his character from Girls?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's why I liked him better with the helmet on. Because I didn't know it was him totally.
Yeah.
Until he took it off and I was like, damn it.
Which was a huge surprise for me too. Because that's not how I envisioned him. And then he takes it off and I remember just being super confused for the first few minutes.
But then as Ray was when he took off the helmet, right? She's like, oh,
what?
She's like, what's going on here?
Kid.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the Knights of Ren just makes me want, and this is again the world building again, but he's got that team, the Knights of Ren. I just want to know so much more about the Knights of Ren. I want a Star Wars movie just about the Knights of Ren.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'd watch that movie.
Endless opportunities for new movies or shows.
Exactly. Yeah. They've got a lot. Now they just need to scale it back a little and not release it all at once.
Right.
Okay, cool. Should we recap our top
Yeah. Characters? My number five is Admiral Akbar. My number four is R2-D2. Number three, K2SO or Lisa L337. Why do you keep doing shifty eyes?
I'm looking
there?
At you thinking you're going to say Greg.
No. Well, I couldn't remember what we called him because I picked Lisa because it was an L.
Yeah,
so
I like that.
K would have been easier if it was Ken. Like Keith or Ken or something. Yeah. Okay, number two, Yoda. And my winner is Darth Maul.
My number five is Emperor Palpatine. My number four is Jedi Master Yoda. My number three is Obi-Wan Kenobi. My number two is Anakin or Darth Vader. And my winner is Luke Skywalker.
My number five is General Grievous. My number four is Darth Maul. Number three is Han Solo. My number two is Darth Vader. My number one and my winner is Kylo Ren. Okay, I've got a couple of other worst characters that I just want to bring up fast.
Oh, yeah, worst characters. I wanted to ask this question, too.
Jar Jar, of course.
Jar Jar is definitely at the top.
He's probably at the top of that list.
Is the worst character, not just in the Star Wars universe, but maybe just like any universe ever that's ever been constructed since the beginning of time on this planet and the entire universe.
He's so bad. He's so annoying.
And in a galaxy far, far away.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Okay, Jar Jar, Ewoks.
I hate
the Ewoks.
I don't have anything against the Ewoks. They're so ingenious for how quote unquote primitive everyone assumes that they are.
I just find them so annoying.
They can take down AT-STs by themselves, which took the Mandalorian and a whole village to take down. And they take down like four of them.
That's true. I don't know.
It's true, Joey.
Yeah. They're, but it doesn't remove the fact that I think they're annoying. They just feel like they're made to be toys. It's like as
great
if,
for franchise.
Yeah, it feels like yeah. Oh, let's make the Porgs into the heroes of the movie. So you're just thinking, what? Why the Porgs?
Like, hey, maybe that's how it ends. That's how it all ends.
That's how it all goes down. I will be very disappointed.
I would be too.
I also don't really like. I don't even know her name, but she's the one who's hanging out with Finn.
Oh yeah.
Oh
Finn's,
yeah.
Finn's girl.
Finn's girl. Finn's girl. Yeah. Yes. And they're like at the racetrack. I don't know. She is. I found her very irritating.
Yes.
I'm not a fan of that.
We don't even know
either.
Her name. That's how much I know. Don't
I
like
can't
her.
Remember. It's yeah. like on the tip of my tongue.
Sorry about it.
Somebody's like, someone's yelling.
Okay, obviously the singer at Jabba's, the 3D singer. The bow, wow, wow, yeah. Chicken, wow. Yeah. Okay, Luke Skywalker for me. and then my last one is Admiral Holdo, from
Jurassic Park.
From Jurassic Park, exactly. Let's,
Laura Dern.
Laura Dern. Let's throw some purple hair on her so she just looks
a little different.
Spacey, right? and then she's just, why didn't you just share the plan? Why aren't you guys talking?
Yeah.
You're on the same team. You could avoid so many problems, this whole yeah. catastrophe, if you had just talked to each other. Now I know you're in command. You don't have to, but you probably should.
Especially when everyone's questioning, why are we still just flying straight?
Yes.
There's this huge fleet behind
yeah.
us.
And granted, she gave us one of the coolest shots in Star Wars history with the light speed kamikaze. I can see how that kind of does cause some problems for some of the lore in terms of like, why isn't everybody just kamikazing, but just... That character is just super annoying.
Such a bummer because she's such a great actress.
Totally. She's a great actress, but that made me... I dislike the character so much that now watching her kind of makes me angry to watch her.
Like in anything?
Yeah, just like... Oh.
It's infected other movies.
Yes, it generalized. Right? And so now I'm just thinking...
She's your Adam Driver.
My Adam Driver. That's exactly
she's so right. good in Big Little Lies, though. You should watch that, and then you'll be cured.
Maybe it'll be undone.
Yeah.
I need that to be undone.